What is Linux? Well, Linux actually is a number of things. We typically refer to Linux as an operating system. However, really what we should be talking about is Linux as a distribution. Linux is not distributed as a single operating system like Microsoft or Novell distributes their operating systems. Linux is typically distributed in independent distributions. What is a distribution? Well, it's any individual or group of people that take all the components that make up Linux, put them together into a somewhat coherent package, and then distribute that package as their own distribution. Now, there are probably four main families, I guess I would call them, of Linux distributions. Let's talk about these for a bit. The first main family that I would talk that we're going to talk about is the RPM family of Linux distributions. Now, the RPM family really comes into two flavors. Either you have Red Hat specific or Red Hat derivative operating systems. In other words, distributions that started at one point as being Red Hat and then have been forked off and tweaked from there. Example of one of these would be, say, Mandrake Linux. And you also have the RPM-based distributions that were never derived from Red Hat. Example of one of these distributions would be SUSE. Now, a Red Hat or an RPM distribution really basically means it's a distribution that's designed around the Red Hat package manager. Another family of Linux distributions would be the Debian family. Debian-based distributions are distributions that are based off of the Debian package manager or the Debian way of doing things. Debian, if anything, is probably the closest to the official distribution of the GNU project, if there is one. The idea behind Debian is freedom, openness, having the availability of many different packages, and no real strict or rigid control over the development of the distribution. Now, any distribution that's Debian-based really is Debian-derived because there is only one set of Debian packages and they're using the Debian way of doing things. Some examples of Debian derivatives would be Xandros or Lindos or Linspire, as it's now called. Another one of the families of distributions would be the TarGZ or the Slackware derivatives. Slackware is one of the oldest distributions. They don't use really any structured package management. They, however, build all of their stuff based on tarballs or gzip tarballs. Slackware does have a number of derivatives as well. The fourth and last family would be the source-based distributions. Source-based distributions are distributions of Linux that are designed to start literally from source code from the ground up. You would compile your kernel and all of your utilities from source code, and that's how you'd actually do your install. Any applications that are added on after the fact would also be added on via source code. Probably the most prominent of the source-based distributions today is Gentoo. Now, of all of these families, I would say the most popular are probably the RPM-based distributions, with probably over half of the Linux distribution market. The next popular would probably be the Debian-based distributions. They've been growing quite a bit lately, thanks to things like Xandros, Linspire, and Canopix. Slackware, still somewhat popular. One that's been growing a lot lately is the source-based distributions. A lot of people like the ability to have the control to compile and build everything from source code. So, in review, Linux really is not one single operating system. It's really a number of different components being put together that is then distributed in distributions, the main families being RPM, Debian, Slackware, or source-based.